Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Mitch Hallett, King of the Nerds, on doing the top 10 famous bunnies. 203-882-9757. What do we get so far?
So far, we got Bugs Bunny, Playboy Bunny, Thumper the Rabbit from Bambi, and Roger Rabbit from the Disney cartoons. That's it. We're looking for six more.
Okay. CT GamerCon is when?
That would be next weekend, April 6th and 7th, happening at the Mohegan Sun. 2 days of video games, anime, cosplay, all that fun stuff for
Excellent.
The whole family.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Ruth, this sounds like it's right up your alley.
It's just lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
I heard costumes.
Yep. That's right. Ruth might be hitting you up for tickets.
You never know.
She wants to go there in official capacity. That's what it is, AJ.
Yes.
She wants to go and interview people and talk to people and promote the event.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All work.
In costume.
All work.
It's all work. No play.
Yeah, I have to judge the costume contest. It's always fun. It's always fun.
That's probably not great because you'll have one happy person and the rest are not happy.
Right, but the nerd. So.
Well, I turn it around. I let the fans do it. I just do the, hand over the head.
Nice.
This is the best one.
Smart.
That way the people vote. Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah.
What's the prize for the costume? Best costume?
We've got like gift cards and a bunch of other prizes there. It depends on which category.
Free admission next year.
Free admission. There's always that. Yeah. Hey, you get to come back next year.
Yay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And there are gamer competitions, correct?
Oh, yeah, there's tournaments. If you want to come in and play, like, Smash Brothers and Street Fighter and all that, if you're really good at it, play that. And we have this Magic the Gathering, Pokemon. There's all these other types of card games that kids are into and adults, too.
Danny Pong?
Like Pac-Man or, Space Invaders. Donkey Kong.
Like the OG version.
Yeah.
There is a free play arcade upstairs for like Dance Dance Revolution and, car driving games and stuff like that. But there's nobody there with a ColecoVision. I go, come on, man.
Bring tank battle? No tank battle?
Right.
No.
No,
not even
wrong.
The.
Well, you got Street Fighter, so that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We'll link up on the radio station website, CT GamerCon, next weekend. Kevin in Stanford, what's your guess?
Good morning. How about Peter Rabbit?
Peter Rabbit? I got Peter Cottontail. I think that's the same guy.
Same thing.
Number seven.
Guy. Me,
yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I was going on that bunny trail.
Yeah.
What is... We have really screwed this holiday.
Yeah.
I don't know how this... How does a bunny that lays chocolate eggs have anything to do with Jesus Christ?
You know what's weird? It's the fact that Peter Rabbit, Peter Cottontail, he has like a bunny face, like a bunny head, but he has like a person's body.
It depends.
He really is a mutant.
No, the chocolate one looks like a rabbit. The one that's made of chocolate.
Right, but the cartoon version that they have for the stories...
It's a dude with a rabbit head.
And he has like a plaid suit on. It's like, this is weird. It's really weird.
Why plaid?
I don't know.
So weird.
So weird.
Like a blue
you play checkers on
blue.
It? What are you doing here?
Like, I get yellow or pink or something because it's spring
red and
it's
and black.
Like bright colors.
Red,
it's what's going on over
like
here?
Like a checkerboard, red and black. What's up with that? But he's got that's like nightmare inducing. Like, how did this bunny become a person?
Somewhere a chocolate company said, hey, we got to tie into this Easter thing.
Right.
And I don't know. We make little Jesus Christ chocolate things.
Right. Yeah. Christ
crosses.
Do you fill it nougat? What do you do?
No. Caramel? We need something else.
Right. Oh, we need something else. Oh, spring bunnies.
Okay.
Right.
The eternal sign of fertility. So for the season here, they melded all the pagan and Christian rituals together.
It's weird.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, why an egg? Why not like something like more, anatomically correct?
What?
You mean? Like the little tail on it. What's the word?
Like what?
Fertility.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like chocolate wieners?
No.
Chocolate sperm?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that, too. Yeah.
See, that's why I say it sounds weird.
Yeah, it does sound weird.
If you can promote fertility, wouldn't that be more appropriate?
I guess so. Yeah.
An egg basically has nothing. An egg is like dead. When you're culling the eggs, it's infertile. So why are we eating infertile stuff?
What would you rather eat, AJ?
Chocolate sperm.
I want that to be the show promo today, but I know that'll get shot right down.
Chocolate.
I just want that to be the next stunt or stupid.
No. Oh, man.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're doing top 10 famous bunnies. 203-882-9757. Officer Joe.
Good morning, everybody. Hey. This is a good segue. How about the Cadbury Easter egg bunny and the imposters?
Oh, yeah, right.
He didn't make the list. I'm sorry.
No. The center of that egg sort of reminds me of what AJ's talking about.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Cadbury
it's
egg.
Sweet. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
What a ripoff that was. Wait, all these years to try one. I finally buy one for it. Went to one, but I was like, bleh. And then it's 7-Eleven parking lot. Went through it. I'm like, this is gross. Nice. It's all the whites are going.
You had to keep the Oompa Loompas employed on the off season. So
yeah.
Fill the eggs.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Oompa Loompa, don't eat a Cadbury egg. What do you put in the Cadbury egg? Okay, I'm good.
All right. Beef man.
Good morning. How about Harvey?
Oh, wow.
Harvey. The rabbit, it's also known as a puka, came in at number 6 on my list. I figured nobody's going to remember that, but he did. Harvey
Jimmy
the rabbit.
Stewart. Yeah. Harvey, I did that movie.
What?
Six-foot rabbit.
His imaginary 6-foot rabbit was his friend.
Yep. Elwood P. Dowd.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. Yep. Jimmy Stewart. Yep.
Did you say puka? What the hell's a puka?
Puka, that's the name of the imaginary creature in the movie.
That's funny. It's like, I call
Native
my cat
American.
Puka.
Puka.
Puka. Yeah, I call Marshall Puka.
Huh.
I didn't
Maybe
realize I was calling really imaginary there. Rabbit. Nice.
It's an imaginary cat.
Looks real strange.
But do you know any lines from this movie? You said you
I
the play?
I did it like in 7th grade. I remember I remember him like saying like, you know.
Many brain cells ago.
Yeah. Trust me. Right. 8th, 9th grade, I took care of the brain cells.
Okay. All right, Beef Man. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Dana in Monroe.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
How about the Energizer Bunny?
Nice.
Number 9 on the top 10 list today.
Is
the
Energizer going and going and going.
Bunny. Yep. Yep. Keeps going.
How come they don't sell that toy? How come they didn't manufacture that? That's a cool toy. I think they did.
I don't
really?
Think yeah.
Huh.
Did they?
Yeah. I must have missed it. I want one. He's wearing flip-flops. He's got sunglasses on. He's cool. He's got a drum. I mean, I am the Energizer Rabbit.
Yeah, you won't stop. You keep going.
I keep going and going.
Yeah, it sounds like a good Halloween costume for you.
Yeah, it's hopefully hot in the pink outfit, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Trim Dog in Woodbridge.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how about going back a little ways here? How about Bing, 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 Ricochet Rabbit?
Nice.
Number 5, Ricochet Rabbit. Go. That's him.
Thank you.
It's Deputy Dog.
Deputy Dog and Mushmouth.
No, it was Ricochet Rabbit had Mushmouth, right, but that was part of the McGill the Gorilla cartoon series. Deputy Dog was Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I used to watch it.
Droop Along.
Well, Deputy Droop Along. Deputy Droop Along.
Yeah, Deputy
Droop Along.
Mr. Ricochet. Even when he shot, the bullet was laying. It's like.
What, he just fall out of the barrel?
I got Mr. Ricochet. Lose land.
Some of those friggin' cartoons. There's your whole gold of potential future movies right there. All those cartoons from the 70s.
When you think of it, Ricochet Rat was on coke, and Deputy Droop Along
was
definitely mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
Or Quaaludes.
Quaaludes. Smith and Ricochet.
I think I got bogged down in the creek mud. Oh, my God. Bing, bing, bing.
He was like bouncing up rocks and stuff like that.
Bing, bing, bing. Rabbit.
He would shoot a bullet and chase him, go beat it.
That's right. That's what it was. One's coked up, one's Quaaluded
out. Drug references, damn it.
What's the drug now for Quaaludes?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember
there's a replacement.
There was Aurora 714s. I remember those.
Mm.
Yeah.
What?
I never did them.
There's Lemon 714.
I had friends who took them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speed with white crosses. I remember that. It was all high school stuff.
Yeah.
You always tell which kid that was.
There's some replacement for it now, though. If you want the same effect, it's probably just called something different.
Yeah, yeah.
Emma in Wallingford.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hello.
Everybody took my guess.
Damn him.
How about just the Easter Bunny?
Oh, yeah. Number two.
Yay.
On the list. Easter Bunny, yeah.
See the obvious
one
right there.
Away.
All right. Searching for Stanley. We went around and hid concert tickets. And the first person to find them gets them.
Yep.
They're hidden inside the Stanley Cup, so there's that, too.
Nice cups, too. Very nice.
We hit a pair in West Haven, Cheshire, Wallingford, Orange, and East Haven.
Yep.
Good luck. All right, we're going to start with Vince in Wallingford. Hey, Vince.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
Good, thanks. All right. Describe your scene.
I mean, aside from the weather, it's very, let's say, vegetal.
Okay. And is that the first clue, or what's your first clue?
The first clue is growing the community.
Okay. You're in West Haven, and the clue is growing the community.
I'm in Wallingford.
What's that?
Wallingford.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm in Wallingford.
Right.
God, damn it.
Yeah.
Wallingford. Okay.
Growing the community.
Growing. Yep.
Growing the community.
The community. Okay. And are you inside of the car because of the rain, or what's your situation?
We are in the 95.9 The Fox van.
Okay. Very good.
Nice.
You have rabbit ears on?
I have rabbit ears on my head.
On your head. Very important distinction.
You don't put them anywhere else, yeah. You put them down below and you see them.
That'd be weird.
Right.
That'd be weird.
You wanted them back.
Yeah,
really, that'd be weird.
Really big cheeks.
He's got the Playboy Bunny costume on.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on, Vince. Okay. So Vince has a Stanley Cup with a pair of tickets in Wallingford. And the clue is growing the community.
Yes.
Eddie Saab is in East Haven. Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, guys. And based on what Vince just said and what you guys said with the bunny ears, I guess I won't be returning these. I just won't be going back to Drew now.
Excellent.
But yeah, I've got my bunny ears. I am at a place where people meet.
A place where people meet.
Huh.
He didn't say buy stuff.
Right.
Nope.
It's a place where people meet.
People meet. Right.
He's in East Haven.
Right.
A place where people meet.
And it's M-E-E-T, not M-E-A-T.
That's an important distinction.
Right. Oh, my God. It's Hannibal Lecter. People meet.
It's not the park and ride.
Right. No.
Are you in? It's raining out. It's not a great morning. Are you in your car? Or?
I am in my car, and Street Teamer Paul is in a PLR vehicle.
Oh, okay, so there's a PLR vehicle,
little convoy
close by. Okay,
nice.
Got it. All right, hold on 1 second. Matt is in Cheshire.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Up in Cheshire. I thought there'd be more cats around here, but it's just me right now.
Ha!
No cats? Okay.
Right. Good.
No cats.
They'll disappear anyways.
No cats, man.
Hey, man.
I've got a clue. If you go anywhere else, you'll be barking up the wrong tree.
Okay, he's in Cheshire.
Mm-hmm.
Are you outside? Are you in a vehicle? What's your situation?
I am in a PLR Ford van, nice and cozy.
Nice.
Easy enough to find.
Get your ears on, son.
Rabbit ears on your head?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
All right, very good.
Keep on your head.
Yep. Very good. Okay, there you go. Matt's in Cheshire. And if you go there, you'd be barking up the wrong tree?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's, he said no cats.
Right, no cats.
This is Searching for Stanley. We have tickets hidden in these various towns in Connecticut. All right, so we covered Wallingford, East Haven, Cheshire. Let's go to Dee, who's in Orange. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
And very awake.
What's your clue? Always.
So my clue is Thanksgiving up high.
Thanksgiving up high.
Mm-hmm.
We slap hands.
Is there a weed dispensary next to a turkey sandwich place?
It would explain why she's talking like this.
Maybe that's why I'm awake. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, Thanksgiving up high. D is in Orange. Thanksgiving up high.
Yes.
Right.
Man, I'm glad I'm not looking for these tickets.
Yeah, seriously, I have no clue.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm one of those people that would be in that, you know, the one of those rooms.
Oh, the escape room?
The escape room.
Yeah.
They'd have to come in and get me.
Right. It's been there for 4 days.
Hey, you know, it just never came out.
There's a funny smell in there. We lost contact 3 days ago.
All right. D, thank you. Hold on 1 second. Let's go to Drew's in West Haven.
Good morning.
Where are you?
Good morning.
Where are you? So I'm in West Haven.
Yep.
And my clue is no bull. This is where goals are reached.
No bull. Where goals are reached.
What was the first one?
No bull. This is where
no bull.
No bull.
This is where goals are reached.
This is where goals are reached.
It's the original slogan for like Disney World.
All right.
No bull.
You find any one of these people, you get the first. You get the tickets and the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's cool.
The
cup
search
too.
For Stanley.
Yep.
So West Haven, it's Drew. This is where goals are reached. Cheshire, it's Matt. This is something about barking up the wrong tree.
You'll be barking up the wrong tree.
If you go anywhere else, you'll be barking up the wrong tree.
Wallingford, it's Vince, and he's growing the community.
Yes.
Why do I feel like Vince is in the middle of a pot field?
I picture that too.
The Orange, there's D, and that was Turkey Up High.
Turkey Pie.
Okay, and East Haven is Eddie Saab. And it's where people meet.
Yeah.
M-E-E-T.
Right.
All right. Very good.
I have no idea.
The search for Stanley. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to.
I have no idea.
I wouldn't be able to figure this one out.
Yep. Breaking news. Matt says in Cheshire he already has a winner.
Matt does. Is he on the phone? Where is he? Now, he's on, what, three?
Would they mug him?
Matt.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Good. You have a winner?
So we got a quick morning out here. We got two winners. You want me to put them on?
How do you get two winners when you only have one prize?
They're sharing it?
They're sharing it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. They arrived together.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Put them on speaker.
Yeah, you got it. All righty, folks. It's your time to shine.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Gabby.
I'm Chris.
And we're from Wolcott.
Okay. And how did you figure out that clue?
I grew up in Cheshire, so as soon as he said barking, I knew it was the dog park.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. And we just happened to be driving anyways. We were listening. But as soon as we heard the clue, immediately we knew.
That's awesome.
Right, plus seeing the van helped.
Well, you don't want people arriving at some park talking to strangers like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Give me the tickets.
I know you got it, man. I know you got it, man.
All right. So did Matt give you the Stanley Cup?
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. And are you ready to open it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's open it and find out what's in there.
Okay. Here.
All right. Well, I don't have the hand. Here, take it out. Go ahead. Okay. I got it.
How many people does it take to open a Stanley Cup?
Right outside.
So we have a gift certificate for two concert tickets to see Neon Trees. Oh, my God. AWOL Nation. Wow.
Now keep going. Really?
Yeah, keep going. Trees, right?
What's
up? Hold on. Yeah, there's two envelopes in here.
Yeah. Try the other one.
Oh, Jeff Dunham. Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And it's right on September, right on my birthday.
Nice.
Awesome.
See,
cool.
See, it was meant to be.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Happy almost birthday.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nice job.
Who keeps the cup?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, who gets to keep the cup?
I do.
Definitely her.
I knew it.
Very good. Very good.
I knew it.
All right. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Yes.
That was fast.
Thank you
so much.
Congrats.
Wow, you guys were.
Yeah.
That was record time.
You were all over it.
Couldn't even tweet the clue out.
So they got 311 tickets and tickets to another show,
yeah,
plus the Stanley Cup.
Yep. It's a good
pretty
price.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Let's check in with Eddie Saab in East Haven. Any sign of anyone?
Any sign of anyone? Say hello to Joe from East Haven.
Joe!
Joe! Hey, Joe.
How you doing, guys?
Hello.
Good, thank you.
Hello, Joe.
He's getting ready to open. He has not opened yet.
How long did it take him to find you?
About 40 seconds.
Really?
Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Joe, how did you know where Eddie was?
Where else would you go to a meeting place in East Haven?
Parking lot.
Hall.
Very good, see?
Hey, we just say not parking lot.
I'm impressed.
Big giveaway. Some other two.
Yeah, these people are very good figure-outers.
Yeah, good detective work.
Yes.
All right, Joe, what do you do for a living? You don't have to tell us. You don't have to tell us.
I work for the highway department.
Okay. Right. All right. All right. Thank you.
You're a different Joe.
Thank you for what you do.
Not that Joe.
All right. We're going to open this up on the air now.
Go ahead, Joe. Here we go. Reaching in now. $40,000.
Oh, that's my cup. Sorry.
That was mine.
That's my cup.
What do you got, Joe?
Foo Fighters.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Joe. You got some serious tickets.
Seriously.
Thank you. Nice.
The lamest reaction to Foo Fighters tickets.
You know Foo Fighters, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know who they are?
Oh, I know who they are. I'm just looking in the bottom to see what else we had.
He hasn't had enough coffee yet, clearly.
This is great. Yeah.
Is that it?
Wait, a diamond ring. What else is in there?
A car?
Should have thrown a couple Cadbury eggs in there.
Right. A deed to some property.
This is the Easter basket with all the plastic grass.
Right.
And you're digging through. Like,
one more jelly bean.
I want to see if there's something else in here.
One more malted milk ball.
Foo Fighters. Wow. Awesome.
Oh.
That is a concert on my bucket list. And Joe goes, oh, look, a bumper sticker.
Well, it's raining outside.
Hey, Joe, in one word, describe your emotions now.
In one word? I'm ecstatic.
Nice. Ecstatic.
Ecstatic.
All right, very good.
Elated. Psyched. All that would have worked.
Congratulations, Joe. Thanks for listening, brother.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right. Honey, we just had a baby.
Right.
Yeah. All right. What else is in here?
Right. What else got in there?
D is an orange with a winner.
Whoa.
We didn't think it was going to go this fast.
Yeah, no. Seriously.
Now we planned for the whole
now we got a vamp.
Hour.
We were thinking on our intelligent level.
Right. Which is not much.
We didn't think of how smart you guys are.
Apparently you guys are smart. We're not.
D, how are you? Who are you with?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right. We have Zeke here. Hey, Zeke.
How you doing, Chaz and AJ?
Hey Zeke. How you doing?
Hey, Zeke. How you been? Hey.
Good. I was on my way to work, and I spun around and came back up to Turkey Hill and found it.
So you knew Turkey Up High was Turkey Hill
Road, yes.
Nice. Preserve,
nice.
Right.
I think a pot pie.
I grew up around here, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
A common thing. Yep.
All right. Well, you got your Stanley Cup.
I do.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a former mayor of Derby.
Oh,
that's Zeke.
I get the good ones, guys. I get the good ones.
Holy
I'm on my way to Bethany to work. Yeah, I was on my way up doing my constable thing. I just spun around and came up here.
So. Well, very nice.
It's good you won. On your, you don't have that style anymore. So.
All right, guys. Can I open this?
Yes. Like, yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to hold up.
And hold his cup for him.
In here?
Yeah.
All right. Two tickets to Creed.
Nice.
Nice.
Very.
Oh, my God. Cool. Awesome, guys.
Isn't that nice?
Puerto Arena.
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
The amphitheater, Creed, back together.
Right.
There's a couple of other bands, like a 90s night.
The revival thing, yeah.
Finger 11.
Yeah.
Finger 11.
Yeah,
unbelievable,
right.
Man.
And some
Thank
other fingers.
This is awesome. This is unbelievable. Thank you so much, guys. You guys did a great great routine here.
You got it. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You know what? Keep up all the good work you've been doing, all the information you've been giving, the interviews with all the experts coming on about the bridge and everything. You guys have been phenomenal with getting things out there. So keep it up.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir.
And don't forget, Chaz, I'm making a kibasi Saturday. I'm smoking, so make sure you guys come get some.
Can you be more specific about this place?
My Easter kibasi, you know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Make sure you guys come.
Oh, wow.
He makes the best kibasi.
Oh, really? I love kibasi. Yeah.
All right, I will see you Saturday, even though it sounds weird.
All right,
I didn't give him any clues.
You're going to be in the parking lot?
Check my phone.
Awesome.
All right, thank you, brother. Bye,
Bye.
D.
Steve.
Nice job, D.
Yes.
We got a guy on the phone right now from Baltimore, Flash Phelps. He's a radio personality, and he has crossed that bridge how many times? Countless?
Oh, my gosh. If I went to my Easy Pass and saw how many times it said FSK on it, on my Easy Pass, it's a lot because, working in D.C. and living in Northern Maryland above Baltimore, that was my way out. For those of you familiar with always I-95, and you know how crazy it is from New Haven, you come down through Baltimore, and you have a choice of two tunnels or the bridge. Now, very few people that drive this would take the bridge. A lot of locals will. So when I would take what's called the MARC train into D.C. to do the show, and I'd come back, I get off, and I had to look at Google Maps and just say, hey, can I go through the tunnels, or is it a mess, or do I go across the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which was way out of my way, but it was still a lot easier of a drive if I went to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So I would do it at least probably four times a month until the pandemic, and then now I broadcast from home, so I don't have to cross as much. The last time I did it, and I even know the date, January the 28th, the Ravens and the Chiefs were playing the playoff game, and it was a real mess right at the tunnel. I was coming back from Florida, and I went over the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So that was my last time going over the bridge. But so great to be on with you there in New Haven. Chaz and AJ, you are fantastic.
Oh, thank you, Flash.
Thank you, man.
When we saw the Twin Towers come down, it was just a horrible sight, something that the people in this area have seen their entire lives, and then the loss of life there. Tremendous. I mean, watching that bridge come down for you guys must have been, it's a landmark. It's horribly sad.
Well, I felt the same way back in, I don't remember the year. Remember when your bridge went down on I-95 right there, not too far from New Haven?
Yeah.
When that went down, over the river. Every time I go over the bridge on 95 up there for you in Connecticut, I think about that. And now.
You're talking about the Mianus River Bridge?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember what year that was, late 80s or mid 80s.
It's like 85 or
90s.
Something. Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that was the first time I had ever gone up there because I wanted to hear what was going on in New York and drove up to New Haven. And I would sit there and record the radio and hearing PLR and then heading up towards Boston after that. So I go through your area so much. I remember going through when there was toll booths. Remember those days? And now with this bridge being gone, and it made not a beltway anymore here in Baltimore, it's now made a horseshoe. I grew up in this area, so I was going over that bridge a number of times. And so doing radio originally here in Baltimore, moving across the country, and then finally coming back here back in 2000. So I've been back now 24 years.
Why
so
was that,
it's really amazing.
Why was that bridge called the Francis Scott Key Bridge?
And the reason they did that, now, if you know about Francis Scott Key, and this is very incredible because we have Major League Baseball, but Francis Scott Key wrote the Star-Spangled Banner. He was a lawyer. He wasn't a songwriter. So the War of 1812 was going on. 2 years later, on September the 14th of the year 1814, Francis Scott Key saw the bombardment that was going on
from where the Francis Scott Key Bridge is. About 300 yards from that bridge that fell, there's what they call the Star Spangled Buoy. And that buoy marks the approximate place where Francis Scott Key was when he saw that our flag was still there. So when you hear the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem of the U.S., sung, you hear those words, we could see that our flag was still there at Fort McHenry. Now, it's a little ways away how they actually saw it. He did know the flag was still there. That's when we won the War of 1812, September 14th of 1814. And it was Francis Scott Key that wrote those words. And when you hear those words, thinking about Francis Scott Key wrote this at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Now, there's two Francis Scott Key bridges. One of them is in Washington, D.C. If you've seen the movie The Exorcist, you know the famous stairs. At the very bottom of the stairs, about a block away, there's a bridge that goes right over top of the Potomac River called the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That one did not fall. It's the one in Baltimore over at the Patapsco River that fell, that connects Sparrows Point over to Fort Armistead. And it's 1.6 miles, and now it's gone. We have a horseshoe. There's no way around. So if you're anywhere over on the north side around the Sparrows Point area, it's going to take you about an hour, 40 minutes or an hour, just to do what would have taken 10 minutes 3 days ago.
Francis Scott Key, you said he wasn't a songwriter. He's an attorney.
Yeah.
He was on a ship cutting some deal, right, during the war.
Yeah.
And then there was something like they were like, hey, you can't leave the ship now because you're going to give away our location. Because they're over there bombing and they're fighting and you got to stay here. So now he had to stay overnight.
Yeah.
That wasn't the plan, but he had to stay. And then he woke up and all friggin' night they were going nuts on this fort. You know, the British trying to. And then he wakes up and he's like, wow.
He sees that the flag's still there.
They didn't do it.
Amazing, because that flag is today in the Smithsonian. For those that go to D.C., you can go see the flag. And when you hear the Star Spangled Banner, just think of those words. And if you ever get a chance, and maybe you've done it before, you come to Fort McHenry in Baltimore to see it, and they have the video. And usually the videos at some of the national parks are not that great. This is one of the best ones. You'll be in there, and they showed this video of how Francis Scott Key came up with it, and they raised the curtains, and you're looking at the fort, and you see the flag in person as it's there. And sometimes they'll fly that large flag the same size. So an incredible thing. That's
cool.
Why they called the Francis Scott Key Bridge, yeah.
AJ, so, have you ever been to
the... very sad thing here that this commute is just going to be crazy for a while until they can rebuild.
That's going to be years, I think.
It is.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You know? Well, yeah, they just built one called the Nice Bridge. For those of you coming down from Connecticut and maybe you want to drive down and avoid the Baltimore-Washington traffic, many of you take 301 and you come over to what's called the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. And if you get on 301, there's a brand new bridge they built over at the Potomac into Virginia called the Nice Bridge. And that took about 2-3 years to build. And that one's a long one as well. So a great way to avoid the area of Baltimore, Washington, for those of you headed south from New England.
We were just talking about some guy, Flash. I don't know if you heard about him. He drove across the bridge 3 times right before it went down. He was arguing with his girlfriend, went over to her house. Then he said, screw it, I'm leaving, drove back over the bridge to his house. And then he felt guilty. Then he turned around and went back to her house. And she said, nah.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Go home. And he drove home, and just minutes after he drove over the third time, the bridge collapsed.
Oh, my gosh. We did have a story here with a lady that is an Uber driver, and she had a pickup at that Amazon fulfillment. And the lady who was she was picking up was late coming out. So when she left to go over the bridge because they need to go to BWI Airport, she ended up getting stopped by the police. And you know they only made that stop 2 minutes prior to the bridge collapsing. So she said, why are we here? She said they told her the bridge has just collapsed. She said she was shaking all day thinking that she would have been driving over that bridge. But they did get the car stopped. It was sad that there were the 6 workers on the bridge that they weren't able to get off.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot worse. It's horrible for the 6 and their families. But, man, if they didn't stop the traffic, how many cars do you think would have been on that bridge at that time? 1:30
well, that
in the
time,
morning, not bad.
I mean, it wouldn't have been that bad at that time because maybe there could have been 10, 15. But when I would cross, the reason was is because there was always a backup in the Fort McHenry Tunnel or what's the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. So those two ways of I-95 and I-895, they're the ones that most people use when they're going north and south through our city.
If I lived there, I would never be able to go through that tunnel.
No.
It's too long.
The Fort McHenry is a little shorter than the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel. So if you're coming down and you just need to go around, you either have to go all the way around the Beltway on the west side, which is now all hazmat. Hazmat was all sent in these truckers over the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but now they're going the west side. So just always think, anybody going north and south, you're going to have some problems trying to get through the area. So think about avoiding the area.
So maybe there's no bridge, and I'm not going in the tunnel.
Right.
Yeah.
I could go in the tunnel.
Going around, that's your choice.
Claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Claustrophobic.
That. When I was coming back, I was down in Tennessee, and I was trying to get back, and I said, how in the world am I going to get back now? And there's just going to be a lot of traffic. And I did. I sat in the traffic, saw the overhead signs all saying, Francis Scott Key Bridge closed. Well, it was more than closed, as we all know.
Right.
But that's what our signs are saying right now on 95, again, for those of you headed south.
Flash, thank you so much for coming on and sharing some
thank
stories.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Let's keep
always,
in touch.
Always fantastic up there in New Haven. Yeah, you check in anytime. I always stop by, especially I'm a Pez fan. You know I go by the Pez place. Oh, I love it over there.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Jimmy Conflict Live Nation is on. Any word on Rentschler Field?
No, this is a very hard project. We're actually doing my production people are doing a visit today to Rentschler Field.
Yeah, nice.
Because nobody's seen it in 15, 20 years now. So
right.
We have to assess what it's going to cost and, you know, what cost in 2007, which I think was our last show, has nothing to do with what it will cost next year.
Right. So what do you look for?
Looking for how to set up the stage, what the dressing rooms look like. Have they fixed the dressing rooms in any way? Are there benches? Are there seats? We just have no idea.
Yeah.
Right. Concessions.
The feasibility of it.
Restrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
You
right.
Look at all that.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Well, that's very, very exciting because then we get some of these stadium shows.
You guys
in Connecticut.
Couldn't pick a nicer day for it? A big Super Bowl. Yeah,
we actually thought of calling it off, to tell you the truth, AJ. We actually
it's raining. I don't want to go out there.
Yeah.
I'm not going. I'm not going. You know, it's my people are going.
Exactly,
right. My people are going. I'll be sitting at Oakdale getting reports.
Monday, you were nice enough to come on and tell us about Motley Crue. Coming to Mohegan Sun. Tickets on sale tomorrow, right?
Yes, tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Okay. And there's pre-sale information?
Yeah. What I did is I had mentioned about a pre-sale, and then I called Tom Cantone, who we all know and really, you know, oversees and helps us with the concerts out at Mohegan Sun. And I said, what about a pre-sale code? Because I had prompted everybody that listens to Chaz and AJ that there's a pre-sale, and he goes, oh, we're not setting it up yet. We've got to work on it. I said, oh, that's good. What? When it's going to go? I need to know. So today, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., only a 12-hour pre-sale. Tom was kind enough to set up a pre-sale, and the password is CRU24, one word. And it's a letters. It's letters and then numbers. CRUE24.
Nice.
CRUE24.
Right.
And I don't think we're giving it to radio in general. I don't know. But I think it's pretty exclusive to your listeners.
That's awesome.
Nice.
We'll tweet it out. It'll be on our social. There wasn't going to be a pre-sale.
There wasn't.
But Jimmy said something on the air, and then it was like, well, now we have to have a pre-sale.
Oopsie.
Me and my big mouth.
Oopsie.
So they built one, and here it is. It's 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. today. Pre-sale for Motley Crue. The code is CRUE, CRUE24.
Right.
CRUE24.
CRUE24.
There it is. That show will sell out, right, Jimmy?
Yes.
Yeah.
It should sell out. And, you know, when I hear Home Sweet Home, I find I'm a sucker for power ballads by rock bands. I just love, you know, Every Rose Has Its Thorn and Bon Jovi's power ballads. I just love power ballads by rock bands.
Something about them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Good melody, but they still rock. Something
especially that way. There's something about like a hard rock band getting mellow and melancholy about being on the road and being away from home.
Right. Just one thing, though. Don't mix your have your lighter too high with all that hairspray.
Well, now we use the cell phones.
I found out.
Well, everybody uses their phone now. There's no such thing anymore.
Oh, yeah. No, we got a lot of bald people.
That was a lot of burnt thumbs with the cigarette lighters.
Oh, my God. You forget about it. You put the lighter back in your pocket.
Ah! Vince Barry's in studio. Comedian. How old are you, Vince?
I'm 37.
You don't remember the cigarette lighter thing, do you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You do?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll still do it.
You look stoned right now.
Oh, dude.
Firstly, you can't see me. How's that possible?
We can talk about it in the next break. Yeah, I had a bigger piece of an edible last night than I anticipated.
Oh.
It's one of those things where, you know, you're stoned, so you have the munchies, and then you eat an edible, so you get more stones, so then you get the munchies. So
I don't think I would do that.
It was like a spiral of yeah. We can get into
it. Could you eat something that wasn't?
Jimmy, do you like edibles or no?
No, I don't like edibles. I'm afraid
me
I
too.
Can't stop eating them.
Well, that was my problem. See, me and Jimmy had the same problem.
No, see, I now it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
But my introduction to them would be someone handing it to me and say, be careful with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be like running down the street naked.
I'll eat
like
the whole thing. Yeah.
2 a.m, climbing trees, screaming.
Yeah, like, wake up.
No, I'm good.
Naked on a loading dock somewhere. The worst.
Jimmy Coplick on the show and taking your calls and questions and concert stories. Greg in New Haven has a Black Crowes question. Greg?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I know they just brought some new music. Do they have tour plans, and would they be a good act for Bridgeport?
They would be a really good act for Bridgeport. They are planning to tour this summer. We found that out yesterday, but we're going to see if Mohegan Sun wants it first, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
So I would suspect they'll play Mohegan Sun.
Okay. All right. And speaking of crew, who'd be their new guitarist be?
Great question. You know?
I don't know the new guitarist's name.
Justin, you want to look it up?
Little blonde dude.
I think is it Johnny Five?
Oh, he's good.
From Short Circuit? Johnny Five is alive!
John Five.
John Five.
John Five, okay. Yeah, John
Big difference.
It, right? John, yeah.
Big
That'd be
difference.
Cool, though.
That'd be so awesome.
Justin's looking it up right now. But, you know, because I looked at the press release for Motley Crue, and they use a picture with the new guitarist.
Yeah.
But the bio talks about the band and their 40 years and Mick Mars, but Mick isn't in the band right now.
Right, yeah.
Mm. What'd you find out, Justin?
I've got John Five's page up here. Let's see.
Let me know when you know something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I'm just skimming.
Have an edible.
Greg, thank you for the questions. Big E and Trumbull.
Yeah, what's going on, Jimmy? I had a quick question. For Sound on Sound, we typically drive our boat up and see if we can hear anything. It's a good time, bunch of boats out there. But this past year, the stage was flipped, and we couldn't really hear anything. Any way you could have a speaker point out towards the water to make it a true sound on top?
I love the people showing up paying nothing, asking Jimmy. Right. So like, hey, man, can you accommodate the people who aren't paying anything? Can you put a screen
let's
up?
Let's think about this. It will cost me about $25,000 to move the sound over a little so the people who aren't paying me get to hear the show for free.
Can you put a TV
screen? That sounds like a good business move.
There, man.
What's that, Biggie?
I'll pay to have a speaker flipped around.
You'll pay $25,000?
Boat passes. Sell boat passes for next year.
Boat passes. There you go.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. You'd pay, like if there was a boat section and a speaker available.
Right.
You'd pay for that boat section.
You want a big screen also tilted towards it?
Now that's bringing the cost
up,
man.
Now, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
A boat section.
Right. That's different.
Yeah,
that's interesting. We'll see how to manage that. I'm going to swim over to everybody and get their money?
I was going to build a tree fort.
Right. You'd have to kind of rope off parts of the sound and then have, like, border patrol.
Right.
You could come in.
Yeah.
That's another $25,000.
How many people are on the boat?
Right.
the cops are out there, right? Have like a sticker or something to hang on your boat.
You got to wear this red hat.
Right.
Anyway, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the question.
No bad ideas except for that one.
It's a new way of sneaking. Yeah, it's a new way of sneaking into concerts.
You know, it's a subject that I crack up every time we do it because people call up and there's a lot of great stories, but it annoys the crap out of Jimmy. So I don't like how we leave the segment.
Right. Exactly.
No, but do you remember a few years ago when somebody called up and his name is Steve Acton actually, and I actually talked to him a couple of days ago. And he sent a check to me for $700.
Nice.
Wow.
Get out. See?
Because of all the concerts he snuck into, and he grew up and said, I feel guilty about it.
Nice. See?
That's amazing.
Get out. Now he'll go to heaven.
I want to know. I did not cash the check. I tore it up. I thought the thought was all.
It was nice. A nice gesture.
That's really remarkable. Yeah.
Nice gesture. Can I have it?
What's the routing? We just need the routing number and the checking number.
Right.
That is... How many shows did this guy sneak into? Because tickets were like $650, $750,
$800.
Well, he added 25 years worth of interest on it.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Case was in finance. Cool.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What'd you find out, Justin?
Well, I'm looking up all of his previous bands. So he was a touring guitarist with David Lee Roth on David Lee Roth's solo career.
Okay.
Played Marilyn Manson for about 6 years. He formed a band called Loser, so it's not related to Beck at all, but he formed a band called Loser. Then he played with Rob Zombie for 17
nice.
Years
nice.
Before he became the touring replacement for Mick Mars.
Oh,
wow.
Yep. Been around.
A lot of people, I've had a couple of emails said, I've seen Motley Crue several times. I wasn't going to see him again, but now that John Five's there, I'm going because right. he's a great guitar player. Right.
And not Johnny Five, John Five.
Not Johnny Five.
Right, because I love
him. As previously reported by a moronic radio person.
He was great with Steve Guttenberg.
Chris Kattan on the show. Are you tired of hearing this song? Good morning.
Morning.
Not yet. I mean, I am. I have been, but it's the first time I heard it today. So
okay.
I haven't heard it yet.
All right, okay, so like by three today.
Right. The next person's.
If you play it again, yeah, if you play it maybe three more times, I'll get tired of it.
Okay, gotcha. I'm going to try not to do that
then. All right,
so
only one more time.
Chris Kattan is on the show. Great to have you. He's coming to the Funny Bone in Hartford.
Yeah,
on Friday, April 5th.
Cool.
Two shows, 7 and 9:30, we're linked up.
Nice.
Thanks for coming on.
Of course, man. I can't wait to be out there. Beautiful Hartford, Connecticut.
Man, I could tell you're not familiar with Hartford. That's okay.
Also because the Hartford
it's
Funny
beautiful.
Bones in Manchester.
It's a beautiful city. It's where all a lot of poems were written there. Right. A lot of concertos.
Right.
Mark Twain. Yeah.
Right.
Mark Twain was written there.
There's
Elsie Cities.
There's an argument going on the show between AJ and Ruth about your best movie.
Right. See, I say it's Corky Romano.
Uh-huh. What else? What's the other one?
Oh, Night at Roxbury, for sure.
Oh, okay.
One of the best movies of all time.
Well, is it between just those two, or there's others that you saw?
Well, those are two we're facing, guys. I've seen.
How many of them have you seen, AJ?
I've seen Not the Roxbury, so Corky Romano. What else did I see? I know I saw another one. I'm trying to think.
Did you see Sharknado 5, Global Swarming?
No, I missed that one. I read the book.
There's also the beginning of Santa's Sleigh.
Right. Yes, we're
classic.
Why are you bringing those up? That's not nice.
I love those movies.
Santa's Sleigh is a classic.
Hey, let's bring up some movie he clearly didn't want to be in.
let's make Chris relive the hell of his career.
Right.
Let's play him What Is Love. Let's play What Is Love. What do you think of it? And now let's bring up Sharknado 5.
See, at least I stay with Corky Romano, which I think is a masterpiece.
Hey, at least I didn't bring up that Twilight Zone sketch with Norm Macdonald.
Thank you. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That was a great piece. That was a great sketch.
Great sketch.
Right?
Great sketch.
Vince eats edibles.
Yeah.
You
missed the earlier conversation.
Yeah, Chris Kattan is on the show. You're not aware of this, but we'll tell you. Vince had an edible on the way here.
Right.
So.
He did?
Yeah.
It was stronger than anticipated, Mr. Kattan.
Yeah.
Is it a little early for that? Kind of? An edible?
I mean, it's 4:20 somewhere, Chief.
Yeah. Well, plus also he never went to sleep, so.
He took it at 4:20 a.m.
Yeah, pretty pretty much.
Maybe this would be a good time to watch Corsair Urbano.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, that's a great movie. I mean, yeah, it's such a great cast, and that one, I mean, you had Chris Penn in there.
That was fun. That was a fun movie, man. I really, as an Italian American, I approve of that movie as a quasi mafioso comedy movie.
It was brilliant. I mean, you know, the mob family is under scrutiny of the FBI, and they have the one son who is a veterinarian.
Are you explaining the plot line to him? Chris, are you aware of this plot line in the movie?
I mean, for those who don't know the movie, people listening.
Beautiful job.
Yeah.
It's been 20 years. Maybe you forgot how it happened.
Yeah, you're doing a beautiful job of describing the movie. So and you are fans, so that's really nice of you. Thank you so much for your kind words, sir.
Okay, but A Night at the Roxbury is become a classic. It's become a cult classic, and I think that it should be regarded right up there with Wayne's World as one of the great SNL movies of all time.
Oh, well, that's nice. I think people do regard it in some high regard of some sort, but I don't know what it is. But it is nice that it became so much more popular than it was.
Hathaway should be sending you a check.
It really should.
But that's just for the song. Well, we didn't write the song, unfortunately. If we wrote the song, we'd probably get money. But no, we didn't get any residuals.
But you made the song.
You made it popular, yeah.
Yeah, that song would have been forgotten.
We put together all those songs that were on the list for the soundtrack we put together, and we did choose the One Is Love song.
You were on SNL for what, 8 years?
About 8 years.
Is that like the longest running? Is that the longest run anyone's had? 8 years?
No. Keenan is the longest running, and I think Daryl Hammond might be next.
Okay. But that's one of the longest runs, 8 years. That's a good, I mean, because that shows a grind, right?
Yeah, but Keenan's done like 20 years, I think.
Keenan's got like 20, 21 years on this.
Keenan's at 21 seasons right now. Daryl Hammond had 14.
Gotcha.
And Daryl like left and came back.
Yeah, right. Seth Meyers had 13.
Okay, so like you have the 38th longest running run on SNL.
You're definitely up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's less the ones we have here.
Yeah.
It is Mango.
Mango, yes. Yep. Oh my God.
Mr. Peepers?
Mr. Peepers was the one with the rock.
What is going on? It's too early to have an edible.
That almost sounds like the voice of AJ's mother.
Yep, it does. Have you met my little Emporia mom? That's just like her.
You say your mom sounds like Mango?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
What are you doing taking this stuff to get high all the time? You don't need it. You look fine.
Oh, my God. It's like being home all over again. That's awesome.
Well, now I know I could do your mother. That's good to know.
Well, you mean imitator. Big difference.
I thought I just did her. I thought it sounded like Mango. Does it sound like Mango?
Yep. Well, she loves mangoes. I know that. So would you stand up?
I don't know why I have to add all these edibles to your cup of noodles all the time. I'm trying to make food for you.
It's like close my eyes.
Is that like your mother?
Exactly like her, yes. And she does put edibles in my cup of noodles.
In your menudo.
Okay, good. That's what I thought.
It's very important.
Chris Kattan is on the show. He's coming to the Funny Bone in Hartford Friday, April 5th, 7 and 9:30. We're linked up.
That's right. I'm excited to be there.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. That was it.
Oh.
So which movie, Corky Romano or A Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah, we didn't get an answer.
Oh, I'm supposed to answer what is my favorite?
Yes. No.
Which one's better?
Yes.
Which one's better?
I can't say which one's better. That's hard for me to say. I mean, they're both fun to do. I mean, I don't know which is a better movie.
If someone called you and said, hey, Corky, Chris, we have two scripts. You can only do one of them. One's Corky, one's Knight. Which one would you like?
Oh, if I never did it before?
Yeah.
And I never did the film, then probably The Roxbury, because it has such a great, well, they both had great casts, what am I saying? So, I mean, that's a very hard question to answer, but I guess Roxbury, because it was an ensemble film, you know?
Right.
But so was Corky. Corky was an ensemble, too, so.
Right. And it don't cocaine, so.
I guess Roxbury. I mean, it was SNL, you know, and it's an SNL film, and those are fun to do, so.
Both great movies, though.
Yeah, so that's my answer. I know that right. This is a gripping moment of the interview where you get to find out my answer.
Well, we just wanted to know. When do you come with your stand-up?
I'm coming. Well, we were just talking about it.
No, what are you covering with your stand-up? Like, what sort of things do you have?
What do I cover?
Yeah.
Oh, I cover, I cover the news.
So basically,
I cover what's going on in my life. I talk a lot about SNL, and I do some impressions, and I like to improvise a lot of crowd work, and I engage a lot with the audience. I like doing that the most. That's my favorite part of doing stand-up.
Wow. Do you find has it gotten tougher for you, like, you know, since this whole, you know, like, you know, how things are nowadays? Like, there are certain things you can't cover anymore?
You've never been
really controversial.
For me, I haven't found any much of my material needing to change too much, you know, but there's controversial material I've heard that you can't hear anymore. Yeah, definitely things have changed, that's for sure.
Right.
I mean, if you look at some of the best of stuff from SNL,
yeah,
a lot of that stuff you just can't do anymore. You just have to kind of evolve
right, the characters.
With society, no? Right. Like, they would never, if you pitched Samurai Bakery now, that would never get approval, right? That would never get on the air.
I don't know. What if it was like John Belushi and George Farley? It might get on because they know how funny it'll be.
Right.
That depends, you know. And that was just a pure physical sketch. That wasn't really inappropriate of any. I don't think it's inappropriate.
Right.
Okay. Eddie Murphy is Gumby.
Maybe it is. Oh, you mean because he's playing a samurai?
Yeah, yeah. The character. Oh. Yeah, the character.
Yeah, oh, I see. Maybe he wouldn't do that. That's probably true.
How long did it take you to pitch the Roxbury sketch?
The sketch?
Yeah,
or the film?
The sketch. Like, was that an immediate, oh, yeah, let's do it? Or did you have to keep revisiting it?
Well, no, there's a whole process. You pitch the sketch in the pitch meeting, and you write one up, and then if Lauren likes it, and if the read-through room likes it, then we get to do it in the show, and then we pitch it again. But we just pitched it about two guys, you know, at a bar that nobody wants to dance with.
Right.
But it was very, Will and I had to perform it next to the table, you know, so we can look like we're performing the piece, you know, because it wasn't really a sit down piece to perform, since we barely said any words. We just bop our heads right. To the music.
And he was your first choice to play that character?
Jim Carrey was, but we did that the second time we ever did the sketch.
Gotcha.
Was that song already in your head when you were pitching the sketch? Did you already have that song in mind, or were you just bobbing to?
No, we had that song. We had the song afterwards. Right, we chose that the second sketch. Actually, first one was just Will and I. The second sketch was Will and I and Jim Carrey. After the head writer said you should use Jim Carrey in the sketch, and so we did. It went through the roof because Jim Carrey is so incredible, and we added. We changed the main song from a song called More and More, which you wouldn't know, but we changed that to What is Love.
Wow. That is pretty cool.
I guess so.
Well, now you can't go out without that song being played, right? If you end up in a club, you go to a wedding.
Well,
you
I'll go to the pharmacy, and I'll get my pharmaceuticals, and the pharmacist is like, here you go, Mr. Catan. And I hear that song in those red speakers, What is Love? And he's like, starts bopping his head. He's like, here you go, Mr. Catan.
Doesn't really happen in a Walgreens.
That should be. That should be your next movie.
Right.
Just everywhere you go.
Right.
Every situation.
Yeah. Called Being Chris Catan.
You're about to go out for surgery, and the doctor's like,
you sure don't hurt me. pay attention.
I'm happy to follow you around carrying a boombox with the song.
So you got to volunteer, right?
Okay, very fun. Sure, of course.
Well, Chris, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Looking forward to...
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
The show at the Funny Bone in Hartford, Friday, April 5th, 7 and 9:30. We're linked up on the radio station website. Thank you, sir.
Of course, you guys. Have a blast. I'll see you then. And I'm excited to come there. I don't care what you think about the place.
We love it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.